on repeat for like the last, I don't know, like 3 weeks. Ever since it came out, it's just been on repeat in the house. So it's like very much, very much dear to my heart. But yeah, this is so crazy. This is actually my time of the broadcast to tell you how much I love and care about you and how glad I am and how appreciative I am of everyone tuned in right now. And yeah, I hope, like, this is a little goodbye. This is our little wrap up. But yeah, I am so thankful for everyone tuning in right now. I am so happy to be back after a month away. It's been way too long. I wanted to hang out so bad on air, and we did. We finally did it tonight, which was amazing, which is very dance heavy, which is very techno heavy, which was just like all around good. Every song just either as good or better. No, I'm kidding. They're all the same. They're all amazing songs. Literally every single one of them tonight was so amazing. But yeah, I guess this is a little goodbye. So yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in. And yeah, I hope everyone has an amazing rest of their week, has an amazing rest of their Tuesday night. I know it's reading break for everyone now, like officially it's reading break. So I hope everyone has the rest that they deserve. I know I need a break. So yeah, I hope everyone has a fantastic reading break. And if you're not on reading break, then I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week and a fantastic, you know, next 2 weeks until we get to dance together once again here on CITR 101.9 FM on this beautiful broadcast that is Planet Floston. And yeah, without further ado, our ending send-out track, da-da-da-da, is actually some more Sega Bodega. Some new stuff that Sega just put out. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely so good. I think everyone's going to love it. It is called Angel on My Shoulder. So yeah, I hope everyone has a fantastic rest of their evening, and I will see you back here on Planet Floston on CITR 101.9 FM. I've said it so many times. In 2 weeks' time. But yeah, have a great, amazing night, and I'll see you soon. And yeah, without further ado, here's Sega Bodega, Angel on My Shoulder. Bye-bye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right. Hello, hello, CITR listeners. This is Randy, and you're listening to the official kickoff show for 24 Hours of Student Power.
Yeah!
Woo! Yay! Whoa, whoa, whoa! Who are these people?
Yeah, let's do introductions.
Jump scare.
I'm Randy, so I am the spoken word student exec. I also am the leader for the, spoken word collective. That's not it. It's the Intersectionality Collective, and then I also have the show Dog-Eared Radio Book Club.
Whoa.
Yeah, I like the sound of my own voice.
As you should.
Yeah, everyone in this establishment is self-obsessed to some degree.
So let's hear from you, Lana.
I should mention that Randy, also as a spoken word exec, is like pretty much responsible for everything that we have planned for today. So big shout out to Randy.
Everyone say thank you.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Working thank super Randy. Hard. But yeah, we are just kicking off our 24 hours of student power.
HOSP.
Whatever. I'm Lana, the president at CITR this year, also on student exec. And I also have a couple of shows coming up today. One of which will be with the Music Collective. So if you are an avid spit in your ear listener, make sure to tune in at 6 p.m. this Wednesday, December
7th.
Passing it on.
Hello, I'm Natalie, the student exec VEEP, and I also have some shows to look forward to. I'm going to be on the live PTA open deck of three people set for that's gonna be coming up after this for 2 hours till 3 a.m. Then after that, I'm gonna be doing another show with my very casual friend Gabriel.
Acquaintance.
Someone I know. I picked up off the street. And we just literally just went through the music library and picked out random things that we thought would be cool. And we're just going to play that and maybe talk about it a little bit. And then I'm also going to be around for Spit in Your Ear. Hopefully, technically, I have a lecture, but who knows about that? It's the last 10 classes.
Keep them on their toes.
And, yeah, that's all that I remember. But I'm probably going to just show up for some other things. All right. Handing it off.
Hello.
Hi,
my
Brian.
Name is Brian.
Safe.
I am the events executive here at CITR, a student executive. Oopsies. I'm not staff. No.
Executive is an ambiguous term.
Very, very, yeah.
So mysterious.
People ask me what I do at the station, and
terrible
I usually just kind of shrug. I'm just like, yeah.
I run this McDonald's. I run this hideout, yeah.
But yeah, I'm just here to hang out. How about with the kickoff?
We're just gonna talk. We're just gonna say some. Wait, it's like it's after hours. We don't need to censor
words?
Ourselves.
Fuck.
Whoa.
This is crazy.
It's wow. Never been so crazy in studio.
Yeah, party with no drinks.
Party with no drinks. For sure. We could change that. Just kidding. We do have more people joining us for this little party. I guess I'll let Kiana give her spiel when she gets here, but she drove from North Van in, let's just say, a very short amount of time because she was very eager to get here. What?
Want to share the timestamp?
Yeah.
It might be a world.
I don't
want to
incriminate her. But let's say it was between...
Who are you looking at?
The clock. He's looking at the clock. Oh my god. Yeah. I thought really, when you just stretched, just like... I thought that was a person. Because you were like, who are you looking at?
Really yeah. Anyways, sorry for context. Because you couldn't hear what we saw, synesthesia. But... Lana was staring out the window.
I was staring out because Brian was staring. I know I have my moments. But
Hitchcock-esque.
Hitchcockette. Anyways.
Sorry.
They're already done. Anyways, what do we have planned for the kickoff?
So the first thing we can do is talk about all of the shows that we have coming up. Which some people mentioned, we have very exciting special episodes of some of shows. I know the Arts Report is doing a live show. They're going to be the first live show of the morning after, I guess, 4 a.m. when Natalie's show ends. So you have to listen to 5 hours of pre-recorded content. So I think listeners can handle it. But yeah, so we have the Arts Report doing, and then we have a show, Kiana's show, Crowdflip, which I don't know what that is, so I'm going to wait and let Kiana explain that.
Oh, no, I'll let her. But I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I am too. I don't know what it is, but I think I always just, like, forget that a lot of the exec have their own shows, so then when they talk about them, especially because, like, there's exec, like, well, I guess Kiana is the music, and then... Ruby is the arts, but then they both have their own shows. So I always just, like, associate the collective shows with them and not their own shows. Anyways, that's just, like, my own. There's a lot of shows on the radio, you know? And then we have Lean In with Jeff. I don't know what Jeff is going to talk about. He didn't tell me. I'm not sure what movie. But it's a really good, like, movie and...
Is that our Jeff?
Sample.
Yeah. No, it's a random Jeff. It's Lean In with Jeff, I think is the name of the show, because his name is Jeff Lee.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was very clever, yeah.
I'll lean in. All right. You won me over.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as you're not leaning in like Sheryl Sandberg, then we're okay. Yeah, and then we have live music in studio at noon.
Whoa, who's playing?
Yeah, who is that going to be?
I don't know, should I say? I don't want to spoil it. Let's make it a surprise.
Yeah,
should
we?
No, no, we'll
advertise. It is actually a surprise to me.
Oh, really?
Right, like, actually, I'm just finding out about this right now.
Because Kiana did not actually confirm with me who is playing.
Whoa.
So.
Oh, Kiana keeps on being like, oh, I messaged you on Discord. And then there's no messages on Discord.
Yeah, but Discord okay, I have something. Let's talk about Discord.
Do you have a point of order, Lana?
Discord as a whole, like, shut it down.
Restraining order.
Discord is a whole. I hate it. Like, its interface is so ugly. And, like, so, for context, we recently had a little Slack overhaul, which is so sad, because Slack has such a nice, crispy, high-contrast, black...
Man, you, like, really like Slack.
I love Slack.
I like that I get separate notifications. Like,
exactly.
When I see the Slack symbol, I know that, like...
It's important.
It's
yeah.
White-collar shit to attend to.
Yeah, exactly.
But when it's Discord,
it's
like something from a class or nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways... Yeah, and it just feels very murky, and it just feels like everything gets lost. You know what I mean? Like, there are so many channels, but it just feels like
Discord
cesspool.
And it sounds too similar to Discorder.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. That's my biggest
issue.
This is
super insider knowledge right here. Super. You're getting a real peek into what life at CITR is like. But... Yeah, do you like Discord? I hate it.
I do.
I don't know if I mentioned.
Yeah. I like it only because I like now that, like, the internal communication and the external communication is the same place.
Yeah. It's,
so,
yeah.
I mean...
Why can't we move to Slack?
Because Slack is not an external...
Slack is not for the people.
Yeah, it's not for the general population.
Well, maybe I'm...
Finish it.
Fill in the blank. Wait, we should do like a fill in the blank segment. Or is that too high pressure right now?
Fill in the blank, fill in.
Whoa. Anyways.
You guys can move on.
Yeah. next order.
Do you have any comments that you want to share on Discord, Brian?
About Discord? I mean, I'm just, like, really so bad at electronic communication. Like, even email, like, stresses me out. So then, like,
so
you have all these different threads you have to find. And I get lost. I get very lost. Somebody calling?
I think someone's calling.
Should we?
I don't know how to do it.
I mean, maybe like click the button.
I skipped this part of training because Jasper told me it didn't work.
Wait, we need to turn the. Yeah.
Is there anyone out there?
Did we hang up on them?
I think they hung up.
We didn't hang up. It just the call.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no,
to whoever called in.
Again.
Maybe call again?
Call again.
Call us, because we...
I was so close to picking up.
This is so close.
1 second longer. Edging.
No, please phone in again.
That was very random.
We'll wait patiently for you.
Yeah. Natalie's ready. Natalie's standing as attention, so Natalie will answer the phone.
Oh, is anybody like waiting for the door for Kiana? Because like I don't know about you guys, I couldn't get in.
Oh yeah, it was.
How did you get in?
Such a dramatic.
Yeah, I like you know.
I mean, don't give away the secret.
Oh okay, yeah. Well no, don't. It involved a lot of climbing, a harpoon gun. Okay. I keep it on me.
Okay, that's good.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
That's why you sleep in these Carhartt pants.
Precisely.
I mean, they do
tactile,
have very...
always ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a hammer loop, which I use all the time, actually.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I do. It's very handy. And your knees are like double lined or whatever.
Whoa.
Precisely.
No scrapes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're very well. Okay, the phone is ringing again.
Oh.
Hello. Hello?
No, wait.
No, it should be working.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Wait.
Yeah, hi. It's Bo.
Oh, I think it's just not playing on the speaker.
Yeah, that's true. You don't have your headphones on. Okay, well, I can hear you. Hello. I'm assuming this is Bo. Is this Bo?
It is Bo. Hi.
Hi, Bo. How are you?
I was hearing y'all talk shit about Discord.
Yeah, do you want to...
Discorder.
Yeah, well, Discorder's good. Do you want to add anything to our Discord conversation?
Yes, I wanted to say, you can turn on light mode if you really want the high contrast, for one.
Oh, yeah.
And for two, Brian, send me your photo, please.
Yeah, Brian is no longer in the studio, but as soon as he comes back, we will pass that message along.
Thank you sincerely.
You're welcome. I realized it was very funny because I took my picture and I sent it to you. For context, for our thank you cards for Fun Drive, we have to take pictures, and then Beau is putting together a very lovely art piece, I guess, for the card. And I took the picture and I was like, wow, I look really different. And I realized that I didn't have my glasses on. It took me like a solid 15 minutes to be like, why do I look so different?
I'm going to add your glasses in, post-doctor glasses.
I kind of like it without the glasses, though. I feel like it's kind of, I don't know. I feel like it makes it more interesting and maybe leans into that whole, like, my dream of looking like Fabio. You know, I want the hair.
Oh, absolutely. I think I can make that happen
for
you.
Or not, CITR?
No, the romance book guy.
Oh!
Did I mix up the names?
I thought...
I don't know now. I'm confused.
There's a picture of Fabio on the wall. I put it up earlier.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Brian.
I'm Fabio. Like, CITR Fabio, not...
Yeah. Okay. I get what you mean. Okay. Brian.
Buongiorno.
Bo would really appreciate you sending them your picture.
Ah, that's yes. You know what? Actually, back to the Discord discussion.
Yes.
This is precisely why Discord is horrible. Everything gets lost in the sauce.
I've been using it for like a couple years.
And you're very comfortable with it. I'm very happy for you. I just this is my first time using Discord. I feel like a toddler. I can't get around the system at all. Anyway, I'll send it to you as soon as possible. My apologies.
It just feels dehumanizing.
Yeah.
I think I have to admit that we get old sometimes.
We get old. Okay.
So true.
I will say though, Bo did email you for a picture as well.
Oh really?
Yes.
I'm not sure if everyone heard earlier, but I also said that I can't handle my email because
electronic
communication. Just harass it. How about this? Get your carrier pigeons and then just maybe.
I also need a person dog. Like, come on.
Do you want like a you know physical format picture, like something printed?
No, you should paint your picture.
I can. Yeah, I'll paint a picture and give it to you.
Whatever, I'll get it to you fast.
I can sing you a song when I want my picture to be.
I love the opportunity for you guys to figure out how to do the call-in. I love that for you.
What kind of picture should it be? Also, you know what?
You so bad, Bo, all of us.
I think there's an adapter. Okay, is there like a...
Does I think it does need an adapter.
Yeah, some of them have it, though. Hold on.
Neither of these.
All right, I'm going to go.
Well,
have fun.
Thank you for calling in, Bo. And thank you for calling in again when we missed your first call. But yeah, lovely to chat with you.
And we can also
have a wonderful rest of your morning.
Okay. I can't wait for PTA. And that is everything. Yeah. Good night.
Okay, good night. Yay! We did a phone call.
Whoa.
That was really crazy.
That was amazing.
Now I feel trained and ready to do that.
Yeah,
right. That was very fulfilling.
I also didn't know that it worked.
Can you call people from it? Like
yeah,
can, like,
I think so.
Can you like call me like right now?
Yeah, do it.
No, actually, well, that might be horrible.
Yeah,
it might,
wait.
Like, make some, like, screeching.
Yeah, you'd have to leave the studio.
Yeah,
but then
we have her number.
We don't. Yeah, I don't. They do.
Why call her when she's right? Soon.
Also, she's driving, so maybe don't call her.
The last 10 minutes ago, she was in Kits.
Wow.
This is mine.
That's the update.
Okay, but some of them have, like, the adapter. Okay. I swear there was one pair.
Is this one of those play some music while we figure it out?
That's the big moment.
We can play some music.
Yeah.
Let's
play some music. Let's.
Where is the?
Can we play some music?
Auxiliary input cord.
Yeah.
Anybody?
Das Musik.
Auxiliary input cord.
Speaking of playing music, actually, tune in at 2 p.m. for a live broadcast at the Belkin Gallery. The contemporary players, the UBC contemporary players concert.
Guys.
Which.
Did you plug the aux into the.
It wasn't working before, and then it was working after I plugged that into there.
What was plugged into what?
I don't know.
Not in the middle of my promo.
Guys,
that makes a lot of sense.
Veteran.
But in my defense, we still don't have another one with the. We only have one with the. Anyway,
hello, hello. I think that works.
Let me try. Do yours work?
No.
Okay.
Oh, now they.
Yeah, that totally works.
Selective.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody can hear it through their headphones.
Yeah, look
yay!
At this. We figured it out.
It only took us.
Well, it's so funny. We're both the tech trainers here, and I'm like.
I know. I haven't worn headphones in so long.
Brian and I are failing. Also, I feel so bad. Also, I didn't know if you like got this message, but Jasper sent an email being like, "Are you giving the code to people once
got
they got trained?"
Too.
And
I was like
no.
"There's a code?" You know what's funny? I actually just learned what the code is for the door like 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, everyone.
Not 30, like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Gatekeeping.
Literally. Yeah.
Should I say it live on air right now?
Whoa.
No.
Then we'll have to learn a new one.
I'll just tease everyone.
Yeah, then we'll have to change it again.
Everyone's like, I'm just listening to this because I can't fall asleep.
Well, we can go to some ads. We can take a quick little break.
I love ads.
that's
crazy.
I do too.
No,
everyone
that's what I've
ads.
Been. Yeah.
Okay.
No, but like cinema previews.
Okay.
Maybe we'll be back with a special guest.
By Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a yerba mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which includes stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of yerba mate. Visit guayaquil.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
Are you a student? Are you stressed out? What better than to tune in to fellow students at CITR, UBC's radio station, for a fun-filled 24 hours of student power. there will be live DJ sets, live performances, school clubs, CITR collectives, and so much more. You won't want to miss out. Tune in at CITR.ca or CITR 101.9 FM for 24 hours starting December 7th at 12 a.m. and going to December 8th at 12 a.m.
You know what I...
All right. Hello. We're back. Yeah, I take really short ad breaks. I like to, you know, split it up so people don't have to listen to a lot of ads. Oh, I'm sorry, Brian. Would you like to talk?
No, I just wanted the microphone on, you know, okay. Just in case. I might have like a eureka moment over here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, well, let's finish going through the schedule because we only made it halfway.
Ooh, is this a time I can shamelessly self-promote?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, because that's actually where we left off. No, we left off on the noon, and then Lana started complaining about Discord. So
that's
we can
right,
go back to Brian's self-promotion.
Here we go. Shameful self-promotion. No, shameless self-promotion. There we go.
Shameful.
shameless self-promotion?
But no, okay, in all seriousness, there's some live music coming on at the station at noon o'clock. We have a saxophone performance accompanied by an acoustic guitar, both of who are dear friends. They're going to play some great music. And then at 12:30, there's a band called Porch Fling playing.
Whoa. Who's that?
I've never heard of
who's
them.
That?
It must
I've
be
never
so
heard of them either.
Underground.
Exactly. They're very underground.
Underground anyway. Of the Nest at 12 p.m.
Precisely. Oh. You might just see me there. I don't know. I might be. Nah. It's okay. A surprise forever. Actually, does anybody know how to use a camera?
Like,
this is like a random. Oh, okay. So you don't know how to use a camera. That's fine.
Like,
cool.
Like what?
Like a camera. The, like a.
Like Shutterbug?
I'm trying to, like, you know, what's the term called when you get people to do things for you? Delegate? No.
Yeah.
Yeah? I'm delegating recruit? The task. Recruit. I'm recruiting
outreach.
Photographers.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Targeted outreach.
Like a real camera or a phone?
No, well, we could do both.
Are you providing the camera?
Sure, yeah. I'm bringing my camera tomorrow. Yeah.
And you want pictures taken?
Yes.
For your...
My band has no promotional content right now. Like, we have an Instagram page with zero posts. Might have one post, actually. Anyway, but regardless, the people are getting hungry.
Okay.
I need to feed them some content, you know?
Sweet. Well, yeah. I'll be here. So
sweet.
I will
you're
take
recruited.
The most awful pictures you've ever imagined.
Good,
they will be
good.
Britta from Community level of terrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I feel cool because I finally understood a reference that was like said, spoken. I'm really bad at references. My roommates watch a lot of The Sopranos and like constantly they're saying, Gabagool this, Gabagtony. I never get it.
Okay.
Anyway, but I've seen Community.
That's good, yeah. Community is an interesting show.
It's more than interesting.
Jordan Abbott in the morning.
Nice.
Because that's kind of is topical because they're kind of recording a thing.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not saying anything of importance. You guys don't really need to hear me that well.
Oh, you mean like they're recording like in the show, they're recording their show.
Yeah, and we're recording a show.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like we're Troy and Abed.
Yeah.
Except none of us are brown men. Brown or black men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're not
almost
cool.
There.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Back to the schedule. We're gonna make it through all of the shows and then I mean that's the whole point. We're talking about what comes up. So at 1 p.m. we have Hate in Private, which is an Abril show. I don't know what it's about. They didn't fill in the about section.
It's a spoof off their show, Love in Public.
Okay.
Abril Productions. I don't know, the way that you said, sorry, you literally kicked me out of the studio. Because the way that you said, it's a, anyways, sorry, continue. It's because it sounded like Abril. Like a Brill. Like a singular
like a,
Brill.
A Brill. A Brill. Okay. Anyways. And then. Yes, at 2 p.m. we have the UBC Contemporary Players Concert at the Belkin, which Lana mentioned. And then we have another Abril production. I'm sorry if I'm saying, I don't know. I feel weird now that I'm saying it weird. Right. Okay. I'm glad.
We need to bring more chairs in here.
And
yeah, no, get loud in here. Yeah.
Wait, what's happening? Why are you guys quiet?
Wait,
are you playing music?
Wait, are you
No, we are talking on air right now.
Yeah. Oh, but it's not. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If anyone didn't see, I just jumped around of excitement.
Kiana and Oren have entered the stew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, honorary.
That was the exec. Voice.
that was. Are we allowed to?
Where's Bailey?
Are we allowed to?
Bailey said that she's coming.
Aw, yeah. That's anyways. A shame.
No. Okay,
sorry, we can catch her later at 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
Yes.
Who wants to sit on my lap?
Performance at 12. To
okay.
2.
Ooh, kickoff.
Yeah. So. Okay. Kiana, would you like to do your introduction now that you're here?
Sure. Hi. Hi, I'm Kiana. My pronouns are she, they, and I'm on the music exec. Or I'm on the student exec, but I'm a music exec. And
I'm a music exec.
It's a committee voted in by the... Yeah. But yeah, and I'm just an advocate for people hanging out and having a good time. And speaking of Bailey, listen to Crowdflip tomorrow at 10 a.m. bright and early.
Today,
I guess. The way this is such a delirious, like, I love the energy is so it's insane. It's like feels like after you finish an essay and you're like, it's like I need to go to McDonald's or something. Yeah.
Is that you right now?
No, but like
you just literally described my night.
Well, really? Did you do an essay?
The paper, went to McDonald's and came up.
Oh, the thing! Oh, yay! Yay for finishing papers and assignments.
Was that your last? Was that like the first of many?
That was the first of many. Actually, no. I mean, technically, it was like the last assignment, but like
that's exciting because then you can like focus all of your time on the 15 other assignments you have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have I missed?
Mental health check-in, so Randy.
Mental health check-in.
I don't think mental health matters.
You want to do Rosebud Thorn?
Yeah.
We'll be here for another hour.
This janitor is like staring and wants to come in so bad. Should we ask him?
Yo.
Honorary.
So obsessed.
Sorry.
Okay. Let's ask him his come Rosebud in. Thorn.
Do you think he can hear us or the
it's
audio? I don't think
it's pretty low.
Off,
okay.
It's pretty low.
Let's crank it. Does anybody know how to turn it on?
Yeah, it's literally the dial right there.
Oh, 24 hours of student power kickoff versus pit night.
Wait, what dial?
Isn't pit on Wednesdays?
Yeah.
Okay.
So tomorrow it will be
Randy, what dial?
Over there. By the spoken word.
Do you know the yellow with all the
office.
See, the kickoff is a great learning experience for all of the exec because we get to remind ourselves or learn for the first time how to use everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Emphasis
That's true.
On student.
Okay, we're going to finish. We're going to continue going through the schedule. So the show at 3 p.m. is Chivalry is Not Dead, Animal Neuroscience for Dummies.
Whoa.
Again.
Neurosirens.
And
that says a lot about society.
Yeah.
My brain be that's like. Another April production. And then we have... an episode by Nicole, who is the lead for the Accessibility Collective. I have no idea what she's talking about, so that will also be really interesting. And then we have a special show by UBC's Black Student Union.
Shout out Marmella.
Yeah.
And everyone involved in it. They're all so cute and sweet.
Yeah. At 5. That's going to be great. I'm very excited for that one. And then 6 p.m. we have the Music Collective.
Oh, what?
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? That one's going to be exciting. We have a little game planned that involves the music library because we've been going a little crazy with our physical music arsenal lately. So
we turned it up, but then we turned it down.
It works, okay. But it gets really loud, and then I made it too really loud, and then I got a weird look from the janitor.
Oh, so he doesn't want to come on?
Well,
is it on in the lounge?
Students.
It should be on in the lounge.
The student, let me ask the audience. The nest is empty, that's why.
The wait, yeah, where's the bed?
No, that's what I was saying.
No. Oh, once.
Fighting with the pit for airtime.
I actually went once first year too, but I got kicked out because I was 18.
Oh. Of the pit?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I was also 18, but I went for
but I got in, so.
It's part of the first week package. It was really bad. But that was the appeal, I guess.
Boom.
Nice.
Boom.
The way.
Boom.
That's the introduction.
Yeah. Do you
want to
share what happened?
Yeah.
Share the news.
Share the news.
No, share the news.
You always.
What news?
Oh, you didn't say.
What news?
No, I didn't say.
It's the wrong adapter.
You need more context here. I'm a little
It's the wrong adapter.
Why?
It's like a
slam
poem.
You said USB
poem.
To USB-C.
The apple that goes from the USB, plug it in, and then it's a USB-C.
What was it? Oh!
Girl, that's not USB.
Yeah,
yeah, it goes from USB into the USB and then out the
You said...
USC.
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 USC. USC.
We're at USC right now.
California,
I love California.
I love the sun.
No, I'm kidding. Apart from the drama, I'm Oren. I'm the admin coordinator. I'm not a student exec, but...
He's like, I'll be working, discussing working, this working. With my hag.
But I'll be discussing...
Anyways.
Oh, the way it's free range. It's 12 a.m.
Free range. Yeah.
Free range. Have you guys played any music?
No, we were just about to.
I'm just trying to get through the schedule.
One thing about us.
Are we at 2 o'clock now, right?
No, we made it
to
7.
We made it to
6.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was, well, all of you were gone. I just like,
yay.
I went through them. Yeah, just like one after the other.
Maybe like somewhere.
I'll go find
it. Yeah.
Okay, so at 7 p.m., we have a special live episode of Unseated Airways with Cleo, who is the lead for the Indigenous Collective at CITR, which is going to be awesome. And then following that, we have a special live episode of Intersections with yours truly.
Woo!
At 8 p.m. Yay! Yeah, it's gonna be great. The first time Intersections has done a live episode.
Whoa!
Wow.
Since I've been the lead.
8 p.m. is a nice time as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be fun.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah. And then at 9 we have an episode of Astral Jazz with Bailey.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Bailey's
so
carrying.
Yeah. And then at 10 we have an episode, special episode of Dog Eared. Radio Book Club, After Dark and Unleashed Edition.
Whoa, doggy with no leash.
Yeah.
We should play that song right now.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. Shall
we? After you finish the schedule.
I mean, I'm basically there. That's going to be a really good episode. We're talking about a very intense book that I read on Kindle Unlimited. Because Kindle Unlimited is full of intense books. And then at 11 p.m. we have the exec closing, which will be a repeat of this.
Yay!
Oh, Randy deserves a whole attorney after that.
We made it through. Yay. We made it through the whole schedule. So please, please tune in for all of the amazing shows. I realized I never really announced the pre-recorded stuff. So very quickly... There's a pre-recorded episode of All Access Pass playing at 4 a.m. And then 5 to 7 a.m. we have an episode of Noise Complaint, which is the creative writing class performing. And then we have, I don't even know what that is. Hold on. At 7 a.m. we have an episode of Degree Navigator, a repeat, a recording. Yeah, super fun. Yeah. Very awesome. So that is the program. All very excited. We're going to go to another ad break, and I guess we'll play some music after that.
So. We got through it.
They got through it in spite of us.
I'm so happy.
Right now, authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum.
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
Are you interested in conversations about intersectionality? Listen to Intersections presented by CITR 101.9 FM's Intersectionality Collective. A show where we tackle a range of topics that impact gender, race, sexuality, and social justice, like anti-fat bias, understanding microaggressions, and racism in the food industry. Tune into Intersections bi-weekly on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Each episode will feature either a panel discussion from the members of the Intersectionality Collective or an expert on that week's topic. So tune in and also check out our episode archive on citr.ca/intersections. All right. Hello. We are back from our ad breaks. Ad break. Very excited.
I love ad breaks.
It's like in the Fifth Element.
Did anyone else it's hear like, the
did anyone
get the
did anyone no I'm kidding it's like in the Fifth Element when it's like commercial no but that's
me
like,
when I go to commercial
too niche?
Drive
anyways
we should play some music.
Let's do acapella instead of PTA. Let's do acapella.
Yeah, I think technical difficulties. We're gonna have
Wait,
to
what is
do
gonna
it.
Happen?
Stay tuned.
USB
you.
On your laptop? A USB?
That's what I thought.
Just USB.
Slay.
So. I have a USB.
We can. Not. Why are we planning this on air?
Oh, sorry.
I don't know. Should we.
Raw, unfiltered.
Should we listen to Christmas music?
If it's by Cobra.
I think we should do Christmas music.
Okay, Christmas, yeah.
I think we should too. Okay. Well, please talk while I get it ready.
Are we doing
Christmas?
Are we doing
Christmas?
Like,
what's
okay.
the worst Christmas
so, what are you guys getting for Christmas?
I'm gonna
Christmas?
Play the best Christmas song.
What's yeah. on your wish list?
I have a huge problem with Christmas music recently. It feels very Wall-E movie and dystopian.
Doesn't didn't
Whoa.
Yeah didn't
well,
who is the person that always
because
sings
I was
the Christmas songs?
You're in Christmas
Mariah
music.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah, I was gonna.
Did you just see her play it? Moe Chandon.
Okay.
Anyways.
Not all of us.
Anyways. Are we doing like Mariah Carey Christmas?
I'm gonna.
They're gonna do it.
Go
do it.
I got it ready.
3, 2,
well, wait,
1.
Hold on. Okay, my laptop should work. So this
Slay.
Is the best Christmas song brought to you by TikTok.
I'm gonna hold you.
All right.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. So that song was actually called Underneath the Tree, I think. Underneath the Tree or Underneath the Christmas Tree by Kelly Clarkson. That was the name of the actual song. Yeah. Super fun. It's a great Christmas song. So I like it. It's on TikTok.
Say your pieces.
Ate the Santa girlies up.
Very nice. I'm going to play a country song next. This song is called Bitch by Danny Taylor.
Wow.
It's a very good song. Yeah. The only This is the only time of night I can play it on the radio, so we're going to go ahead and do it. And yeah, so please enjoy.
Waitress, and you never tip, you don't open doors, and you never admit when you know you're wrong and you're knee deep in it. You want a drink, so I gotta drive. It's a full-time job keeping you alive. You want me to be the man in this relationship, and you say I'm the bitch. Well, I'm the bitch, you know.
Hello, I hope you enjoyed that song. I did. I like it.
Let me
it's
ask
a good
the
song.
Audience.
It's 12:51. Can we play 12:51 by the Strokes?
Whoa.
12:51 by the Strokes. Okay.
Oh, it's 12:52 actually. It's just it's okay. The bit's over.
Oh no.
Oh no, are we going to have to play the Strokes?
No,
I think we narrowly missed it. It's okay.
No, we should play the Strokes. We should play Alex G, huh?
We probably should.
Yeah.
I would not mind. Yeah. Today I was having a conversation with a friend from back home about Alex G, and they very excitedly like came to this revelation. She was like, I just realized today that all of Alex G's songs are about drugs. And I was like, what? And then I spent like 2 hours talking about how all the Alex G songs are actually about drugs. I'm not sure how much I buy it, but wait, go dig. You'll find.
What is Alex G from? Weren't they like
Philadelphia? No. He's from Delaware County.
Oh, no, sorry. Who's that? Home Shake.
Alex Calder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other Alex.
I've been hearing a lot of Alex G discourse lately.
Yeah.
Someone write an essay about this.
Brian.
Alex G right now is going on his Christian arc. You know, I mean, you could totally.
Merry Christmas.
I'll find some kind of anthropological thing to say about it, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and Google who Alex G is.
You know, careful, there's two Alex G's. You might want to put parentheses Sandy Alex G. Otherwise, you'll find the other artist, Alex G.
Okay.
What's wrong with the other
Alex G?
G?
I just don't like it.
I thought he was...
What cover are you playing tomorrow?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
Whoa. That's for you to find out.
No, it's called Change.
It
but...
By who? What's funny? What's funny?
Can I get that ASMR on it?
Whoa. Wait. ASMR. Wait, you're going to incriminate yourself.
The way it's a yearn, bro. The way we have a spot. Okay, are we ready? Are we ready? Quiet on set, quiet on set.
Quayaki.
Whoa, this is what Five Gum feels like.
Live ad.
Five Gum, except it's yerba mate.
Oh, I kind of want a yerba mate right now, even though it's 1 in the morning.
Yeah, you should get one.
Yeah. I'm not going to, but I... Oh.
On poco più.
It's 1 in the morning.
It was 12:51, which is why.
Wait, can I have? Is
yes,
that the
girl.
One?
It's the blue Fouria.
There should be some discourse. There should actually be some. There should be some discourse on blue Fouria.
Yeah.
Do you like blue Fouria?
No, but like, what does that mean?
Listen to SmiNo's new album, Blue Fouria, with the song Blue Fouria on it. With
the way
Kuzak
he
Q.
just named it after Yerb. Yeah. He was like, I really want this sponsorship, so. Anyways.
Let's play the Yerb sponsorship.
I already played it. How you all think I just have, like, you know, the ability to just do something.
Yeah, it's literally.
I did play it, though. I always play it because it's a very cool.
It's the best one. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, this is like
lots of relevance
man and machine.
To all of our lives. Yeah, what song would you like to play? Please do that. It's called please go do what you like. Yeah, super fun.
I know that ad.
Yeah, I do. Okay. Do you want to
slay?
Play? Okay.
Slay. Introduce it. Introduce the song.
Yeah,
the mic.
Brian, go. Yes. Go introduce this song.
This song is called Yeprak Harise.
Whoa.
Okay.
Great introduction. We're gonna play it now.
Slay.
Yeprak Harise. Kibisani a kibiba Lahamish your Mac Vaute Yeprak Harise. Lahamish we Lahamish Vaute Lahamish Runimo Yeprak Harise. Kibisani a kibiba and Lahamish your own Vaute Yeprak Harise. Oh, Votimo. Kibisani, Kibisi Vaute, Kibisi Vute. Chicka 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 Allahu magfunimo Masare ba urune yafra Harise kibiseni ekibiba Allah hamisha magfate yafra Harise Allah hamisha vuti Allah hamisha rini Allah hamisha vuti Allah hamisha vunimo Kibiseni ekibida and lahamisha mag vante yebrak Harise lahamisha we chili and tomato sauce vante Harise kibiseni ekibida and lahamisha mag vute yebrak Harise laham laho mag botimo kibiseni vante kibise rute kibise lamb and runi o vute laho botimo Super booty mocha, a little spice o mag vose, yeprak. Harise, kibise ni ekibiba en la hamisha mag vote, yeprak. Harise.
All right. Yay! Bailey's here.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm Bailey.
Yes or no, did you take an Uber here?
Did I take an Uber here? The 14 is still running.
Whoa.
Yes. Character development.
Warren, why do you have so much energy?
Which is not wise.
Okay. Hello. Yay, Bailey's here. Listen at 10 a.m. Yeah, listen to Bailey's show at 10 a.m.
No, listen to my.
Okay, sorry.
Me and Bailey. Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. Collab.
At 10.
My show's at 9.
Yeah, what are you going to talk about on your show, Bailey?
I don't know. I have to plan that out still.
Okay. Well, that's exciting.
Anyways. A show that's happening in 15 minutes.
We're all... Bye,
it's
Brian.
It's actually 5 minutes.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Bye, Brian.
That was Brian.
Hello, sir.
All of you bright and early.
Yeah, bright and early.
Bye-bye.
7 a.m. All right.
Okay, slay.
Hi, Bailey.
I'm going to bring this exec kickoff to a close so I can go home.
Yes.
And the next show can begin, which is going to be the,
it's just everyone,
I don't know,
doing stuff.
PTA. Collective DJing.
Yay.
All right. So once again, this is 24 hours of student power. And I apologize to everyone who listened to this and now has a headache.
Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah. So that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you if you did make it through the whole thing. Please tune in to all of the amazing programming by students that we have scheduled for the next 11 hours.
Woo!
Yeah, woot woot. And also to all the students out there at UBC, please have a fantastic last day of classes. Yay! Good job, everybody. We did it.
We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe.
The Democracy Now! Daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
With the system. Yeah.